That's right, this is a Timex expedition, you know. That's right.
Is your sister in Florida?
Yes, yep. All right, it is now 7:00 by my watch, and the regular November meeting is now called to order. You've all read the minutes, I'm assuming. Pretty simple stuff. I need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Great. All right, I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, pass. All right, tonight on our docket, again, we have 38 Summit Street. They are looking for an accessory apartment, a detached structure, and it requires a special permit. So, who do we have representing?
Good evening, my name is Nathaniel Drake, with my wife Margaret, also on the property. Can I just please begin by apologizing for not being here a month ago when you initially were going to be considering this application?
You're lucky, because up until last month, there was this policy where there was public blogging for people.
I'm very, very sorry about that.
But they dispensed with it, there was too many people.
And Margaret apologizes also, our son is in the hospital, happened this weekend, and so that's why I'm here. She would definitely be leading this.
Okay.
The representation.
All right, you're on, so if you want to give us a narrative of what it is you're asking, what you want to do?
We're asking to build, please, a small structure. Hopefully it's explained better than I'm going to in this packet, but within code as much as what's required by off the street and off the side of the property. It's drawn essentially like that. I met with Lee Heim as I was submitting the paperwork, and there were a couple of things that I hadn't been clear with, which were especially distance from sidewalk and distance from Dale's property, which is right next to us. The reason that we wanted to do this is we've had this lot that has been unused since we purchased the property in 2007. I had thought for a while of when I'm a painter and wanted to build a studio, but you know, it's just not, we don't have the kind of money to do that. But then we found out about the ADU application, and we found, as we showed you, a prefabricated structure that could work perfectly there. It's not very large, it's not terribly expensive, and if we were to be able to qualify for that grant, we would be able to be within our means to be able to construct this. And with that in mind, we thought just to build it for myself to use in this time is a little ridiculous, but to build it as an apartment for low-income housing that could contribute to the community could be something. And I think that that would be, you know, hopefully that we could then be, you know, contributing to the community and also be using our property in a constructive way.
Okay, and this will be new construction with some excavation involved, is that correct?
Yes, definitely some leveling and then but it's as minimal as possible. And as far as sewer, I think we were hoping to connect to the direct line that's right there on Summit Street.
Mm-hmm.
And electricity, we were hoping, because it's going to be so small, to just connect to our house. We were hoping that would be possible so that we're not, again, impacting the area with, you know, extra stuff coming up.
All right, well, two things. First of all, with new construction and with excavation, the actual diagram you have just doesn't fit what we need. We're going to need some kind of, land surveyor's layout so that we can see what the actual dimensions are of the land and so forth. And the other thing, because you are doing some excavating by the reservoir, we need to know what you're going to do to, you know, prevent runoff and, you know, silt protection and all that kind of thing, which really isn't explained in the environmental form that you submitted.
Silt runoff during the construction phase. Mm-hmm. Right, what would be going down into that ravine behind our house and right, would be there. Okay, then the can figure out. Of course, we want to have as minimal an impact as possible, so that's something we can try to figure out and do and try to address it.
Yeah, we don't know what the, we can't tell from the overlays what the grading is there, so.
Yeah.
Potentially, if all your lot runoff goes to the reservoir, additional construction things could have an impact, that's why they're asking. So you may need some engineering opinion or consultation at least as to, that would assure to the board there aren't gonna be negative impacts.
How could we do this then?
Yeah, can I just add something? It's not just construction era runoff. It's once the structure is built, because now you have an impervious surface that's not there now.
Right.
So we also need some analysis of where the runoff, whether it's from the roof or from any space alongside the house, if
yes.
that becomes an impervious surface, we need to know where all that, how that runoff is being handled.
Okay. So is it, what would be the best course now to do it? Is that to table this to when we get those assessments made, or?
Probably best, yeah. And I know what's gonna happen. You're gonna go maybe see an engineer or surveyor, and they're gonna say, well, the stormwater runoff and things are dealt with during construction during a sediment and erosion control plan, which is true. That's the black plastic that you see around all the construction sites with the
yep.
little stakes. What the board is saying is there's a sensitive receptor near you being the reservoir, and we don't know your grading, so there might be enhanced runoff after construction. An engineer's gonna tell you you're not disturbing more than an acre, so you don't need a full stormwater pollution prevention plan, and the board is crazy. We're saying no, because it's a sensitive receptor there, we want at least an engineer to opine, not do a full hydrodynamic analysis perhaps, but at least opine that, for instance,
yeah.
your structure's gonna be 300 feet away from the reservoir, and therefore there's adequate soils there to accept any runoff without contaminating the reservoir. That's the type of thing, I don't think I'm overstating, but what we're looking
right.
for.
Yep.
And as far as a survey, when you go to put shovel to the ground, either foundation or slab or whatever,
right.
the building department's gonna need a location survey on your property as to where those structures are gonna be. So that's not an added expense, but it's what they're asking to see now.
It's the back of that lot, as you hopefully can see, not from my crudeness, but from the actual diagram that we got from the survey. From the county that shows us what the property line is. I think that abuts Dale's property, that part behind there, right? I don't know if our, I'm sorry, I don't have it. I just have to look it up to find it. That part of the ravine is actually the property of our neighbor that's right behind there. Our property going back into the woods goes that way. It's kind of a very screwy kind of thing. I hear what you're saying, and I definitely think we should do it, but I think maybe it's good to take that into consideration.
Well, the other thing is it could run through his yard to the reservoir.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't wanna, depending what it is, you don't wanna do something that's gonna flood his house because of the way that you move the, do the excavating and things, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess that is.
Yeah, the tax map, which isn't necessarily
no,
accurate,
it's showing you,
but it's showing you a frontage on the reservoir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're going to be getting an engineer who's going to tell us that it doesn't matter, what can we do to make this happen that you're satisfied?
Well, also, do you have a property survey of this property?
You mean something that's a little better than the thing that
Not a little better, something that is a legal document. A legal document is a survey of the property.
That
doesn't
shows
matter
the
how
degrees,
old it is.
It's showing the degrees.
Wait, let me finish. So that and it will that is done by a licensed surveyor.
Yeah.
And that gets signed and dated. Do you have such a document?
Will
you purchase the house?
When we purchase the house, there is one. There's
yeah,
one
that
shows that's
that.
Done technically by degrees. That's showing, you know, that's showing it's this north and this south and this and
everything that's on a signed survey.
Yes, there
is. Yeah,
there is.
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
We need to make this decision on a legal document, and these documents aren't legal that we submitted.
That aren't getting so to that point specifically is something that shows where the property clearly is.
The
yeah.
elevations of the property and if the property flows down. Or pockets, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I unless we have it and I don't have it, a picture of, you said it's kind of like a kit type thing, if you have a picture of what it's,
was
it looks
something
like,
that we submitted that shows the...
I don't see anything, but maybe I don't have it.
I thought there
was
some...
It was a little description, but it would be helpful to...
You didn't send a picture?
No, so if we could have that.
The model number, so we could, yeah, we could have either floor plan or, some kind of photographic, but that is...
And I would say driveway issue, you know, that's gonna be part of it. There's gonna need to be parking.
So is there, so what can we do now, this is what you're telling us, is how can we keep this alive so that there's still a possibility that we can do this if we address these issues that you brought up? Is it possible to table this and then we can submit this for
the applications? Yeah, I mean,
we can continue to...
It's alive now, but we need you to bring the stuff back to, you know, allow us to make a proper decision.
Okay.
So yeah, you're started.
Okay, good. That's what I'm hoping for, because this is, thank you for like not just flat out saying no, but let's, if we can figure this out, and give you that information, and hopefully that this can show it's not gonna be too terrible an impact in any of these things.
Well, hopefully our job is never to flat out just say no.
Okay.
I did pull your deed. Your property was surveyed by Leo Shattuck.
Oh my God.
In 1979. That was the legal description they used to transfer to you. I don't know who took over Shattuck's practice. Did that
no
end up
idea.
With Crawford? A lot of the Columbia County stuff went to Alcunell, went to Rockefeller and Nitchia Surveyors, and all that's been absorbed by Crawford and Associates in Hudson, Dan Russell. So if you need to commission a survey, you might want to start there and see if they have any of the old research work. Yeah, because they did the Summit Heights stuff every four times it's been here too, so they're familiar with all the posts and the pins and the street markers and things. So you can use whomever you want. We're not telling you to go to anybody, but someone who has already done it might be a good start.
Okay, so you're saying that maybe not what already exists now might not be.
That's up to you guys. Are you willing to look at a 1979 survey?
It's not all, but may not have the information on it.
Yeah.
I think it probably doesn't have elevation, right? I think
it no, it would not.
Yeah, and that's really what it sounds like you're
yeah.
looking for. As elevation.
Yeah, a modern surveyor, they wouldn't necessarily go out and take elevations because that's a really expensive proposition, but they can overlay mapping with the elevations that are available commonly from New York State to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, then can we try to get this done in the next month? And you meet.
If you can get the information done within 10 days prior to the December
next.
Meeting,
yeah.
We'll put you on the schedule.
Awesome. Okay.
Or if it takes longer, just send an email or give a call and say I need another month or more time.
Okay.
And they'll hold it until you get it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we're not just going to take this and throw it in the shredder now. We're going to wait until, you know, you come back with more information.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Margaret,
no, okay. No, the other thing is, we're going to need you to pay the fee. What's his fee?
You just her every time and make her go out there and look for it, and then you pull it up
I know.
With your phone. It's like a little game. He does it to you every time.
I know.
Well, your eyes are younger than mine.
Is this the fee for the application, you mean? Or
yes.
Yeah.
And when should we be paying that?
Well, actually, we should have had you pay it.
Ahead of time?
As you, yeah.
Okay. What would be best, then, that we can submit it to the office?
Jess is the clerk treasurer, but she's also our secretary. So she's there.
Special exception and a site plan. You charge one fee for, you don't charge one fee for both, do you? It says site plan, if they're just coming for site plan, it's 150, it says special exception's 150. The special exception does include a site plan review on your, per your code.
So if you just did the special exception, you think that would be?
Yeah, 150.
Let's do that then. Yeah, special exception.
That's the stand schedule.
Yeah, I don't think you need to charge it for both. So you can pay her $150 before next time you come back.
Sure, absolutely. We'll do that, and hopefully we can submit it with the information. Okay, well, I thank you all for your time, I really appreciate it.
Well, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Like I said, hopefully we're not here just to tell everybody.
Well, thank you. Make a positive contribution. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, one last thing before we let Judy, no, you're good.
Oh, okay.
One last thing before we allow Judy to do her thing. Judy just brought this up and she's right. Our policy should be that all money should be paid prior to the application coming in front of us. Because otherwise, I mean, we're sitting here, there's $250 plus whatever, you know, Rob gets, and if we don't get paid, we get nothing. It's just not right. So the new policy will be anybody that is gonna come before us has to pay their fee first.
Submit it with the application.
Submit it, right.
Submit it with the application.
I mean, that's how we did it.
And that's right.
I just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You do have one gentleman we talked about that wants to come for a pre-application meeting, which is a thing in your code. I don't think we've ever done it. You gave him the okay to do that if they want to.
Yeah. Yep, you're gonna talk to him, right? The pre-app, okay. So we at least know we got that going on next month. And I think we're also gonna have the mill next month. I'm not 100% sure, but they had some things they wanted to file. They couldn't get it to me in time, and so I declined. They should be coming back in December, I believe. And I'm not exactly sure what the information will be, but as soon as I get it, like I always do, I'll get it to you guys. All right, Judy.
I make a motion, adjourn.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, we're adjourned.
Can I have the front porch going forward, because the other porch is gonna become part of the house. So, you're not gonna be able to get on.
That's even better.
Although, you know what? My carpenters might be there, so you might be able to just hand it off.
Who's your carpenter?
This one, okay.
Oh, Judy.
Yeah.
One for each of us.
Yep.
Do you want just that email that you dropped sent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll print it.
Okay. Okay, bring it to the.
Good night, Mama.